Last time we visited the city of Montreal, we heard the tale of the deceased 19th century fur baron Simon McTavish tobogganing down Mont-Royal in his coffin. Well, we're back in Quebec's metropolis, and this time we're going to hear about the community festival that sprang up around the brutal murder of a prostitute in 1879. Are the lights on? Good. Welcome to Listen with the Lights On. I'm Jessica Blaustein Marshall.
And I'm Patrick Garrett.
In the southwestern part of downtown Montreal, the Griffintown neighborhood lies along the Lachine Canal. First settled by Irish immigrants who came to Canada in the 1800s, it went on to become the center of the city's industrial revolution. Today, it has become part of Montreal's Quartier de l'Innovation, a center of economic development and entrepreneurship. The modernity of the neighborhood is overshadowed, however, by its shady past. Donovan King, author of the Haunted Montreal blog and leader of Haunted Montreal Ghost Tours, tells us more about Griffintown and the shadows that lurk there. Tell me about Griffintown.
Once upon a time, it was Canada's most notorious shanty town. So the place had no running water, it was filthy and polluted, it was extremely violent. The police were very apprehensive to work there because they were constantly at risk from gangs on the streets. And the reason it was a shanty town was because in 1847, you had 75,000 Irish refugees arrive in the city during the famine. And the city was unable to handle these refugees. It had only 50,000 citizens here in Montreal, and so the city was completely overwhelmed. Now, also, these people were suffering from typhus. A lot of them were completely destitute, a lot of them starving, and so, of course, a lot of them died on the voyage, and a lot of them died here in Montreal and were trenched into burial pits near the Lachine Canal. But for those who had no money or no means, they had nowhere to go. And so they were the ones who poured into Griffintown. Really a ramshackle neighborhood. It was improvised, the housing. And so it was a very horrible place to live for quite a long time. And, it was the breeding ground of all sorts of diseases. There was all sorts of industrial accidents there because the industrial revolution in Canada sprung up along the Lachine Canal, which was right beside Griffintown. So these people were all put to work in the factories, the foundries. And with the industrialization, it became extremely polluted as well. And so this is the type of neighborhood that it was. Now, eventually, the mayor, Jean Drapeau, he decided to just scrap the whole neighborhood, along with several other neighborhoods, in fact. He got rid of the Red Light District, and he got rid of a place called Goose Village. He got rid of a place called Village de Malasse. And he had all of these places razed and turned into industrial zones or parking lots. And so Griffintown was very much destroyed almost overnight. It went from a peak of over 200,000 people to less than 6,000 in the course of just a few years, as the homes were demolished and everything was rezoned as industrial. And so this huge Irish community was very much displaced all over the city to different neighborhoods. And so it sat as this industrial zone for probably about 30 or 40 years, and only recently in the 1990s did they start redeveloping yet again, and this time as a condoville, or a sort of center of condominiums.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, and so nowadays you've got this fascinating mix of some of the old architecture from the days when it was a shanty town. You've got some of the architecture from when it was an industrial zone, some of the things still in use, factories, warehouses, and whatnot. And then you've got these sparkling new condominiums going up everywhere. And the most famous ghost story in Montreal is also set in Griffintown. And this is the story of Mary Gallagher. And she was a prostitute who was beheaded there in 1879 by her best friend, Susie Kennedy, over a trick. You know, they were both trying to compete for the same guy. So according to the story, Mary Gallagher got the guy, and so Susie Kennedy beheaded her as a form of revenge after drinking all sorts of bottles of whiskey. And according to the story, Mary Gallagher returns every 7 years to Griffintown on the corner of William and Murray Street because she's still looking for her head. And her next scheduled appearance is going to be the 27th of June, 2019. And this has been going on since the late 1800s. There's newspaper reports, people going to the corner on the anniversary to wait for her, children leaving bags of candy for her to try to make sure she's appeased. Parents would warn the kids, Headless Mary's going to get you if you're bad, things like that. And just last time, in 2012, when I went down there, there were hundreds of people. It was amazing. There were students putting on performances and like, so it really is a big part of the culture here, this ghost story. And again, that's set right down there in Griffintown.
That is really special that a piece of lore like that can create a cultural kind of like the city-wide, right? Do people come from outside of the city to do this? Yeah. Oh, wow. So like a region-wide phenomena, like something that really draws people together. That's really special.
It certainly is. And our fear is that because they're building condominium towers, I mean, the corner where she is said to appear is currently very creepy. It has sort of like abandoned lots on several parts of it or parking lots. And so it's a really good place to tell a ghost story. Now, our fear is that if these are all turned into condominium towers, it's not going to be the same atmosphere at all to tell this type of story. So we're in touch with the politicians and we're trying to reach a compromise. And they're saying, okay, we're going to give permission for one developer to build a bit higher, but they're going to have to keep a bit of the corner and put some sort of monument to Mary Gallagher.
So are you going to be there in 2019?
Absolutely.
Did you see anything last time you were there?
I didn't see her, but I did see a lot of students putting on dance pieces and things like that. People dressed like her in some cases. So.
I was gonna say, I bet you there's cosplay going on.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thanks for joining us. Listen with the Lights On is a production of WAMC. Our theme music is Grizzly Reminder by Midnight Syndicate. For more spine-tingling tales, check out our podcast or head over to WAMC.org.